Just, it is?
It's a true story, and I don't really ever, do you have time for me to tell it?
Dude, I got nothing but time.
It's like a pretty personal story. I don't really tell a lot, but because you guys are KRTY, my favorite station, I'm going to tell you. So when I moved to Nashville from Valdosta, I was dating this girl, and she was going to pharmacy school in Savannah. And so I thought, I was like, oh, if I'm going to be a solo male artist, I need to be like, you know, like the super cute, like single dude or whatever. So totally just ditched her. And she went to pharmacy school. I mean, like a jerk. And then I went to Nashville, and I just like to chase this dream. And I realized that like it wasn't the same without like sharing it with like, I don't know. I realized I messed up. And one night, it's going to sound pretty graphic. I promise I'm a pretty nice guy.
Okay.
But it was Valentine's Day night. And, basically, my friends were trying to get me to go out. Cause if you're single, you go out on Valentine's Day, you know? And so anyway, I wasn't going to go cause I was pretty bummed about the whole situation. And then I saw her post a picture, and it was like with some other guy on Valentine's Day. And so I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going out. So I go out and get hammer town. Like, I mean, like pretty bad. And, I hope my mom's not listening. Go out and get hammer town. And then, anyway, so, me and my friends, we like meet these girls, and then some girl gets me to go home with her. This is probably like the worst thing to say.
No,
gets me to go home. We're in a taxi on the way home, and I was like, yo, you got to stop the car. And she was like, she's like, why? Do you have to like throw up or something? And I was like, no. I was like, honestly, I don't even know your name, and I just can't do this. Like, and I got out of the taxi in like East Nashville. So if you've been to Nashville, like it's pretty far away from like where I live, which was like Midtown. And so I just got out, and, like, it was, like, the darkest time. It was, like, 3 in the morning, and I'm, like, walking home, like, through Nashville. And actually, if you guys have seen the music video for Woke Up in Nashville, it's, like, based on that story. So it's, like, kind of like me getting out of the cab and walking home. But anyway, so that's, like, a little side story on Woke Up in Nashville. Anyway, all that to say, got home, and I called her, and I just called. And then, like, we got back together, like, the next day. So... And we've been together ever since now, so.
Okay, see, how cool is that story?
Yeah.
How cool was that story? So, I love happy endings.
It's a happy
endings.
Ending. Yeah, it's
exactly.
A happy ending.
Exactly. I love that. Here I am. I can't get jaded enough. Well, I say that because when we played that song, there's some songs that you know just have to be real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some songs that you hope are, they're things based on hope. And that the thing I loved about this song, and I think it's one of the reasons we played it, is because you felt the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it's real. It's real life, man. And, you know, sorry if I'm too graphic on radio for you guys, but that's the story.
Have
that's
you
how it
ever
happens,
listened to country music?
I know.
most of our songs involve not getting out of the cab.
Yeah, you know,
I'm
that's true.
I'm just saying.
All I can think about.
Exactly.